Isaiah chapter 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. And thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on the nurse's arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. Well, again, Happy New Year and Merry Christmas. Now, I know some of you are probably saying, Dion, Christmas was a couple weeks ago, or Dion, you're eager for Christmas 2019. But no, traditionally, Christmas is a season that lasts 12 days starting on December 25th, and it goes through January 6th. Which is today. That's where we get the song, The 12 Days of Christmas. So you still have time to go hit up Kohl's or Meijer to go buy 12 drummers drumming. Or maybe when you get home, your true love has sent you 12 drummers drumming on your front lawn. I would have brought them here, but we're a Church of Christ, we're a cappella. Epiphany is the day that starts today. The 12th day of Christmas ends with the day of, on the church calendar, if you're following the church calendar, Epiphany. Epiphany is the celebration of the presentation of the Lord to the Gentiles. The text most associated with Epiphany is Matthew chapter 2. That's the story of the Magi when they go to see the infant, or young toddler, Jesus, and they present Jesus with gold and frankincense and myrrh. And this day is a day that we celebrate that Jesus is not just for a selected few people or a selected race of people. In this case, not just to the Jews, but also to the Gentiles. Jesus is for all people. Jesus has been sent to this world for all people. Amen. Isn't that a blessing that Jesus isn't just sent to just a select few, but that Jesus is for all people. He has been sent here, all people. Epiphany is the celebration of that great light that has shined down on this earth and this planet for all people. That means all men and all women from every nation and every tribe. Jesus has come for all of them. That means every language and every culture, young people and old people. That means Jesus is for all people. That's for Pepsi drinkers and Coca-Cola drinkers. Jesus is for all people. That's for people who put the roll of toilet paper on with an over orientation or under orientation. By the way, if you put it to go under, you're wrong. the instructions from the patent in 1897 says you do it to go over. So, but if you do it wrong, Jesus came for you too. The light of the world has come and he is shining, no matter how dark it might be. Jesus is a light that pierces the deepest darkness. He is the light of the world and his light will never, ever, ever burn out. And so long ago, the prophet Isaiah stood up and declared to a people who were in darkness, but he came with a message of light. And he said, arise or get up, shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen among you or upon you. Here, the prophet is not only indicating that the Lord is light, and that this light is shining. He also suggests that the direct result of the Lord's brilliant light will have impact on his followers. So the prophet tells the people to get up and shine. The assumption is that if the people of God have experienced or are experiencing darkness, they will receive the light of the Lord in their lives, and they will turn, reflect that light in this world. The season of Epiphany is a season where the people of God take seriously their role in shining God's light in the community and in the world. It's one of the reasons that Jesus could say with absolute certainty that you are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do you see that not only is Jesus the light, he has given his people the light, and he expects us to be light. The Reynoldsburg Church of Christ is a church that has an established place in the Reynoldsburg community. The roots of this church goes back to the 1800s. For over 150 years, this church has stood as a city on a hill, shining its light in the community. Now, the purpose of shining this light is to draw men and women to God through Jesus Christ. Once drawn to God, the gathered people's intent is to bring all glory to God and to bring more people to God. We have just completed the year 2018 in partnership with God and his mission to change the world. We are now starting 2019, I believe, with a renewed sense of passion, a renewed sense of participation, and a renewed sense of purpose. Like most years of recent, we have had our challenges as a church. We are growing older. Schedules are busier. There is a lot of work to do, and sometimes there are not enough bodies to get the work done. We are a small church. That is a reality that is inescapable. For some churches, and I would tell you that the majority of churches in America are small churches, but for some churches, this is an insurmountable challenge, and many churches have chosen to close its doors. In fact, amongst our fellowship of Churches of Christ, it is reported that every 6 days, a church closes its doors. That means one church every week, they are now experiencing their last worship service. Today, there's a church that this is the last day that they will gather together as a church, and that will take place over the next week, one church a week. There are churches that are closing. Now, some are rebranding and relaunching, but most just go away. They sell their property and they disperse. Now, there are challenges that small churches face that often outweigh the passion and their passion for ministry and mission. However, in this season of decline, it's been my belief and view that the Reynoldsburg Church has continued to shine bright as a city on a hill. This church has continued to put forth a mighty effort to get up and to shine. Just a few highlights. In 2018, we continued to serve our community through a wonderful ministry called the Community of Care. Now, this ministry began in about 2007, and ever since its inception, this ministry has sought to meet some basic needs of residents in the community through food assistance and fellowship. In 2018, we served an average of 40 to 50 families every week. When we look deeper into the numbers, it turns out that we serve close to 200 different families this year. And the size of these families range from one to 13. Do you see all the people that God has entrusted us with? Do you see all the people that we have been shining like a city on a hill and have been given the privilege and the opportunity to serve and to share the story of Jesus, the message of Jesus through our hands and our feet, through service, through feeding, through giving out groceries, and by sitting down with folks and having conversations with them and sometimes praying with folks? And, you know, in a few days, me and one of the elders, we're going to share some gifts with a person who came to the community of care that had some needs. There's an opportunity for us to share this light with our community. God has entrusted us with this incredible opportunity such that every month we see 40 to 50 families. While we have a budget to fund this ministry, I'm unsure that we could put a value on all the servants who have served and continue to serve in this important ministry. In 2019, it is our intention to be more intentional in trying to share the gospel message with those who attend the community of care. We must do this with care, as there are some restraints due to us being a partner with the Middle Ohio Food Bank, but the possibilities, church, are rich. Last year, we saw the departure of our longtime youth and worship minister, Justin Kuhn, and his wife, Joy Kuhn, who was our office manager. They gave many years of service to this church, and they are missed. Now, in their place, a group of committed parents have stepped up to plan and host events. Some have stepped up to teach the teen class. The teens themselves have been more proactive in spending time and organizing events so that they can spend time in fellowship with each other. Church, we have to be intentional and passionate about reaching young people for Jesus Christ. This summer, we are bringing in a ministry intern to serve the church and the youth. Now, many of you have already contributed financially to this effort. I've spoken with a few potential candidates who are excited about the possibility of ministering and partnering with this church. And we hope to make an announcement soon regarding this effort. Yes, there are some challenges with being a small church, but I believe the Reynoldsburg Church is still a city on a hill. This church continues to shine in abundant generosity. I have spoken of this repeatedly. This church has gone over and beyond in its giving and financial support of ministry. Now, your giving helps us to operate and function as a church entity. I try to do this at least once a year, and I need to do it more often, that I must thank you that you take care of my family and me. I'm a paid staff member, and I get a salary, and it's a good salary, and you take care of me, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for allowing me to minister and to serve, and you take care of me, allowing me to do that. I thank you for making sure that ministry and ministries can be accomplished. In 2019, we are praying that we will maintain and continue to excel in this abundant giving. The things that you don't see, I mean, every week on the bulletin, you see like how much we need each week and then how much we gave. I mean, if you just look at our bulletin today, we gave about $800 more last month than our monthly budget. You know, that's good, church, on average. That's good because we continue to excel, but it doesn't tell the story of all the excess giving that we do. You know, our beloved treasurer, Judy, who is just doing a wonderful, marvelous, meticulous job, has figures that I looked at. I'm like, are you kidding me? Do you know that above our budget, we raise in excess of $50,000 to $75,000 through special contributions? That's in addition to our regular offering. We're a small church. We have some challenges, but I believe we're still a city on a hill. We believe that this is our moment to continue in this abundant generosity. In 2019, we are praying that we maintain and continue to excel in abundant giving. There are some plans we are preparing to unveil regarding our physical plant, our building. We have been blessed with a wonderful asset, and we need to take care of it. We believe that this building can be used as a tool for ministry. As we put in so much effort to take care of our homes, we should bring that level of interest and energy into our house of worship and fellowship. Now, your abundant giving helps us to do ministry in Guyana and in Honduras, Central Ohio Work Camp. Your abundant giving will enable us to enrich our small group ministry, our education ministries, our children's church ministry, youth ministry, worship ministry, discipleship ministry, and facilities ministry. Your abundant giving will help us make disciples and grow disciples. Your abundant giving is an indication that God's light has activated you and you intend to be and continue to be a city on a hill. You see, we are hoping that the baptistry behind me is not just a visual to let people know that we believe in baptism. You see, we are hoping and praying that this year will be a year where we are using this baptistry more frequently as people make declarations of their interest and their commitment to follow Jesus with their whole heart. It is not our intention to make this place look a little better around this building so we can boast about its looks. It is our interest that we create a space that is welcoming and conducive to a passionate worship offering, engaging Bible interaction, and fellowship gatherings. We are praying that 2019 becomes a year that we grow as a church and grow as individuals. We are praying that the Reynoldsburg Church of Christ plays a major role in our collective efforts and personal efforts. We are praying that we will read our Bibles more and pray more and worship more and serve more and engage more and dream more and teach more and learn more. We are praying that God will illuminate us, illuminate in us and through us. We pray that we will get up, get filled, get involved, and get moving. We pray that by the end of this year, this room will be filled with new believers, old believers, young believers, teenagers, toddlers, and millennials. We pray that everyone in this room will grow deeper in their relationship with God and with others. We pray that we will connect more and more as the days pass and we ring in the year 2020. In fact, connection will be our major focus going forward. You might even say that our way going forward is connecting to God, connecting to people, and connecting to purpose. That everything we do will be an effort to connect to God, to give Him glory. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And connecting to people, because just like that, we need to love one another as we love ourselves. And connecting to purpose. You see, we believe that God has made each and every one of us uniquely, prepped us, gifted us, skilled us, prepared us individually for a purpose in this world. And you bring all those individual purposes together and collectively as a church, we will continue to be a city on a hill. So what are you doing in youth ministry? We're connecting young people to God, connecting them to people, connecting them to purpose. What are you doing in a worship ministry? We're connecting people to God, connecting people to people, connecting people to purpose. What are you doing in your small group ministry? We're connecting people to God. We're connecting people to people. We're connecting people to purpose. What are you doing with the facilities ministry? We're connecting people to God. We're connecting people to people. And we're connecting people to purpose. We intend to do this by taking seriously the Great Commission of Jesus to go and make disciples. We are going to make the most of opportunities to share the gospel of Jesus. We are going to increase opportunities for people to connect to our church through the web, on social media, personal interactions in the community. Soon we'll be unveiling a new website and a Twitter handle and Instagram handle and Snapper Chapper, whatever that other one is, Snapchat. We will continue to love like crazy and serve like Jesus. We will continue to glorify our God at every given moment. And why will we continue to do this? Because the Lord, through the prophet Isaiah, said, "For darkness shall cover the earth and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you and his glory will appear over you. Nations will come to your light and kings to their brightness of your dawn." God has placed us here to be a city on a hill. And we're going to do this because everyone, including you and me, needs the Lord God Almighty in their lives. Everyone needs compassion and a love that's never failing. And so on this day of Epiphany, we call on the Lord to illuminate and show us the way. When you sat down today, there was an index card on your seat. I hope you still have that, and perhaps you have something to write with too. If you don't, be sure to do this later. But on his index card, I want you to put two things. You can write a number one if you like. And next to the number one, what I want you to write is I want you to write a brief, short statement or that represents a prayer for your life for 2019. It could be a goal. It could be an aspiration. It could be something. Now with this, now I want you to keep this card with you all year. You know, keep it in your pocket or put it in your Bible. I want it to be something that you refer to frequently, and I want you to commit to praying about that every single day of this year. In the second spot, I want you to write the name of someone that you will commit to praying for every single day of this year. It could be a family member, it could be a coworker, it could be someone that you know needs the love of God in their lives. They've been rejecting God, they've been saying no to God, but you're going to commit to them to pray for them every single day of this year. It may be that in March this person comes to the Lord, and you might say, "Oh, well, you know, work's done. I've prayed for them." Nope. You continue to pray for them for the rest of this year. So in the first spot, something that represents a prayer or a thought about you that you will commit to praying for every single day this year. And in the second spot, the name of a person that you will commit to pray for this year. This is going to be a year, church, where we set some goals, and we're going to go after these goals aggressively. We're going to set goals for attendance numbers here in this church. Last year, we averaged about 110 in our weekly worship service. We're going to come out with a number that represents where we want to be at the end of 2019. I'm thinking a number like 175 people. And we are going to walk in a way that it seeks to achieve that goal. And the way we're going to do that is by connecting people to God, connecting people to people, and connecting people to purpose. Can you bring that slide back up, the connecting slide? I just want y'all to say that with me. Because I wanted to get to a point where when people ask you, "What is the Reynoldsburg Church about?" You know what we're about? Say this with me. Connecting to God, connecting to people, connecting to purpose. Man, what are y'all doing over there, man? I see that y'all got this dinner that's going on Saturday nights and y'all giving out food. Why are y'all doing that? Because we want people to connect to God, connect to people, and connect to purpose. Man, why do you spend all your time at church doing all this? Don't you have things that you can be doing other places? Why do you spend so much time at church and painting and fixing lights and doing all that stuff? You know, I'm trying to do my part so that we are connecting to God, connecting to people, and connecting to purpose. It's not just a cute tagline, church. Man, this represents what we're about. This represents being illuminated in God's light, ready to shine, ready to continue to be a city on a hill. Let's pray. Light of Christ, awaken us this hour to the glory of your presence in our midst. Shine among us in such a way that the darkness without and within may be pushed back, such that we might truly see what is really real. Help us to recognize our sin for what it is. Enable us to behold the world as you created it to be, as you created us to be. Empower us to move from darkness to light, from sin to new life. May your light within us shine through into worship this day as all days. This we pray in the name of the Word made flesh, the light which is the light of all people, Jesus Christ. Amen. Over the next several weeks, we'll unpack this idea of living in the season of Epiphany, illuminate that God will light us up. Today is a call to just get up, to awaken, to arise, and to take a position where God will groom us and shape us and mold us to shine. Next week, we are going to look at the baptism of Jesus and talk about getting filled. The next week, we're gonna look at spiritual gifts and talk about getting involved. And then the following week, man, that's when we get moving. Are you with me, church? Is 2019 gonna be the best year on record? It's gonna be the best year yet. Oh man, I am praying that this church will do some wonderful things. I'm praying that you will let God do some marvelous, powerful things in your life, that you allow him to speak to you, that you will open your ears and listen to him, open your eyes so that you will see him, open your hearts so that you will feel him. Maybe today is the day that you say, you know what? I'm about to start this year off right. I am about to profess Jesus Christ as my Lord. I am about to declare to everyone that I believe that he is the only true begotten Son of God. I want to make a declaration that I am ready to change my ways and let him change me. I am ready to make that confession. I'm ready to be buried with him in baptism. Be the first one to make use of this baptistry behind me so that it's not just a visual that we say we have a baptistry. But no, I want to get in those waters. I want to experience the blessing that Jesus commanded us to experience, that he himself experienced, and all the blessings that come with being a part of God's family, the body of Christ. We all need Jesus. We all need Jesus. Pepsi drinkers, Coke drinkers, toilet paper roller people, we all need Jesus. Black folks, white folks, Hispanic folk, Bhutanese, Nepali folk, we all need Jesus. Amen. And this is going to be our goal for 2019. So if there's any way that we can serve you this morning as we sing this song, please come as we stand and as we sing.